Ohio Valley lawmakers had a strong influence on the opioids package. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky said several of his initiatives are in the bill. One, the Career Act, focuses on helping people in recovery find jobs. And the other, the Protecting Moms and Infants Act, offers resources to expecting mothers dealing with addiction.
And I have made it a personal mission to deliver the resources, the programs, and the coordination needed to help those suffering with addiction.
Ohio Republican Senator Rob Portman's STOP Act, which will increase efforts to monitor illicit fentanyl shipped into the country through the mail, was also included. People living in rural America see drug addiction as the biggest health crisis their communities face, according to a recent poll conducted by NPR, Harvard School of Public Health, and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. Katrina Badger, a program officer at the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, says worries about this issue are on par with economic concerns.
We found that a majority of them say opioid addiction is a serious problem in their community. And about half of people living in rural places say that they personally know someone who has been struggling with opioid addiction.
And those numbers increase slightly when you focus on responses from rural Appalachia. The number of overdose deaths in the Ohio Valley continue to rise to record highs with no indication of the totals dropping next year. Critics say there has been no clear plan or proper funding to address the epidemic under the Trump administration. But Trump and politicians up for re-election next month in the Ohio Valley say their work has kickstarted the process of making a difference.
We are going to end it, or we are going to at least make an extremely big dent in this terrible, terrible problem.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Aaron Payne.